my most difficult speaking engagements was for the National Convention of Undertakers. They asked me to speak on how to look sad at a $20,000 funeral.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Have you ever heard of stress? 6 or 7 years after my wife and I had 3 children in 3 years, our daughter stood up in class and said, "My mom won't be having any more kids because her tubes are tired." According to a new study, the average human is 32% water and 69% stress. A man told his psychiatrist, "Sometimes I think I'm a teepee and sometimes I think I'm a wigwam." And the psychiatrist said, "I know your problem. You're too tense." The doctor told me to avoid stress. He did, so I stopped opening his letters. But stress was no laughing matter. One day I found myself pacing back and forth before a hotel window in Ottawa. The Parliament buildings rose into the night sky. An enormous clock on the Peace Tower chimed 10 times, but there was no peace that night. My life had been flipped upside down. My schedule was out of control. My standard greeting was, "I'm so busy." The Chinese pictograph for busy is composed of 2 characters, heart and killing. How appropriate. Long days and short nights took their toll. I rarely slept. When a weekend arrived, I was exhausted and often physically sick. I was pursuing success, trying to give my kids the things I never had. My wife's health problems had left doctors mystified. To make matters worse, I was terrified. The next day, I was to speak to a large room filled with booksellers. Nothing scared me more than speaking in public. In the hotel, I collapsed to the floor, as if a cold hand had grabbed me. I didn't know what a panic attack was, but this was the first of many. I called my wife. She prayed with me, then repeated words of comfort from Exodus 33:14 several times. "My presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest." "A panic attack won't kill you," she said. "It'll be okay." I slept 2 hours that night and sleepwalked my way through the bookseller's event, my mind numb. Upon arriving home, one of my first stops was the doctor's office. "Phil," said the doctor, "you need 3 months off." I smiled. "I'm not a doctor," I told him. "I have bills to pay. I can't take a break." "You must," he said. "You're heading for disaster." That night, my wife and I walked through a wheat field near our home, suggesting changes, talking of the future, and of things that matter. As a rainbow arched the sky, I thought of all the rainbows and sunsets I'd missed, the memories I'd sacrificed on the altar of busyness. You know, few things suck the joy from our lives like unmanaged stress. In time, I learned to take advice from a 2-year-old and say no more often, to exercise each day, discard unhealthy habits, and hang out with positive people. Best of all, I learned, and am still learning, to find my value not in my work, reputation, or bank account, but in God's unreasonable love for me. I don't have to impress him or measure up. He already loves me, right now. In Matthew 11, Jesus says to each of us, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light." Keep listening to Laugh Again for more on how to rest and de-stress. And remember, eat some chocolate today. After all, stressed is desserts spelled backwards.
Ever get a Christmas gift that missed the mark? Thankfully, God knew exactly what we needed. He gave us Jesus, the gift of life and joy. This year, Laugh Again has shared that good news in more than 100 countries, and your support made it possible. As 2025 wraps up, would you consider a special year-end gift to help us keep spreading hope and joy in 2026? Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.